to another worldwide podcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin a new book as we transfer over to 1 Thessalonians. We begin with chapter 1, and our practice will begin with verses 1 through 4. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before our God and Father, knowing, brothers, loved by God, how you were chosen. The PST, I call it, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. Amen. We move our practice to 1 Thessalonians, bridging our prayer to see the Word of God active in our lives, coming to understand how you were chosen to accomplish the will of God in placing God first. This is our teaching, instilled in our soul by the Church, what many a devout Catholic call Holy Mother Church. Amen. The true presence of Christ dwells in the walls of countless tabernacles across the world, awaiting adoration as much as the nourishment God calls us all to receive in knowing the unceasing call of communion our great church in America is undertaking, a Eucharistic revival. Amen. Beginning this Sunday. Here's a brief discussion by the bishops of the United States of why this will be our focus for the next 3 years. And I quote, "Our world is hurting. We all need healing. Yet many of us are separated from the very source of our strength. Jesus Christ invites us to return to the source and summit of our faith, His real presence in the Holy Eucharist. Recall John 6:51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Amen. We'll be reflecting on this process in the coming days as we continue our work in 1 Thessalonians, listening to the labor of love and endurance of hope our Lord Jesus Christ brings to each and every one of us. Sometimes it's important to take this stretch every morning to understand what it means to be fed by Christ. My tagline talks about being God-inspired and Christ-fed, as we are Spirit-led, amen? But that Christ Eucharist nourishment is something that I must have each and every day to live by His bread that came down from heaven. So we'll discuss more of this as we move towards the coming weeks. If the Lord wills us the opportunity each day to utter universally what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. So we continue to call on the Holy Spirit as we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And my poem comes from the study of 1 Thessalonians. We begin our practice today in 1 Thessalonians, working towards 2 Thessalonians in the future. But today we got verses 1 through 4. It's a 3-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Thessalonians Church Called by the PST. Thessalonians Church Called by the PST. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. Christ Jesus, our Lord, who gets all our dignity. Father God has given us our true liberty. Peace and grace to you all. Each of you have our thanks to call. Savior's faith of love's labor as the true defense wall. Prayers unceasingly calling hope endurance. Lord, forgiven to fall. Chosen were you as proof how God loves truth. Brothers sharing Christ's youth, knowing what it means to live couth. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's June 17, 2022. Recording this morning, 6:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're switching into a new book, so we'd like to remind everybody that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today as we call out to our good friends John and Marie each morning. God bless you too. Lifting you up in prayer. Just praying for your bond to be so tightly woven that nothing can separate it. And the joy of living redeemed together as a husband and wife brings so much celebration that prayer is unceasing, and the joy of living redeemed comes to the surface of everything you do together. Be wrapped in one and find that joy as we do with my soulmate in Christ, my beautiful wife, Tony, as I commend her from fighting this fall. She hasn't broken a bone, but she sure has some bruised shoulders. And just asking for continued prayers of her healing. She's doing way better just in the 24 hours, though she's just got so much discomfort in other ways. So we're praying for her relief today. And thanks again for joining us as we close in a novena prayer at 9:19 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. As we close, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.